Welcome to Agent's Dossier, a Delta Green actual play series brought to you by 12 Sided Stories. And now your GM, Wes Otis.
My name is Wes Otis, and this is Agent Dossier, episode number 24. I have some wonderful players with me. Let's start with Pooja.
Hi, I am Pooja, and I'm playing Robin Porter, who I'm not really down with just, you know, taking out the people who might have been used as sacrifices for the last 50 years. Just thinking, like, maybe there's another option first. And not just because every time we get into like a gunfight, someone almost dies.
I'm Norman, and I'm trapped in a bathroom with a psycho, I guess.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and I'm playing Yesenia, who now is going to have to go help save Norman.
All right, so let's start with Yesenia and Robin. You are in the stairwell, and you're walking down the stairs, and you realize that Norman's not behind you.
Ah, crap. We gotta go look for Norman.
Yeah.
Okay, so I go back up and peek out the stairwell.
You don't see anything.
Oh, that's bad.
Okay, so I'm gonna start looking around the floor.
Yep, same.
All right, so you're looking around the floor. Meanwhile, Saint, Norman walks in, the door closes, and you think that she's not behind you, and then all of a sudden, she hits you like in the back and knocks you down face first to the ground onto the beautiful tile that they have in this executive bathroom. And you feel this thunk as you hit. She knocks you to the ground. You can feel her biting onto your shoulder up here and trying to rip into your torso because she has her hands around your stomach and is like ripping at your stomach.
What the heck? So I'm face first on the ground?
Yeah, and she's like on top of you, biting into your neck and trying to rip into your chest.
Right. Okay, so I guess this is unarmed combat now.
Yes, it is.
So I'm gonna try to roll her over. Well, let's see, hold on. She's on my back grabbing me and I'm on the floor. Am I near sinks? Like, it's yes. Just like wall of sinks, wall of toilets or whatever.
Right.
Or
yep. Is it?
Yeah. Okay. So typical bathroom. I'm going to actually try to get up and slam her back or her head as into a sink. So.
All right. So go ahead and make yourself a.
All right. Unarmed combat.
Unarmed combat.
At least our base is 40. That's pretty generous. I'm hoping. I got new dice this time. Ooh, very nice. I got 15. Woo!
All right, so she's going to try to fight back, which basically means she's taking an action. This is an opposed roll. So, no, you did much better than she did. So, you hit her with your elbow. She flops over and you want to try to get, because you're both prone at this point because you're both on the ground. So you have to stand up in order to knock her head into anything. But you did get her off of you. By the way, you take 2 points from the flesh that she ripped out of your shoulder.
Oh, God. Okay. When we were in the hospital, I meant to ask this last game. Did everyone recover a point? Because everyone was kind of hurt.
Yeah, everyone recovered a point. You should be a full at this point.
So then my full is 10. So now I'm at 8.
Right.
If we're on the floor, I'm going to just try to like clock her in the face.
Okay, so do an unarmed combat again.
Yeah, I just want to knock her unconscious if possible.
Are you getting on top of her to punch her?
Or yeah.
Are you? All right.
Yeah.
So she's going to fight back again. So go ahead.
Right. Oh, God. Okay. Ooh, 16.
Nice.
Better dice. I changed them.
I shall change my dice because I am not happy with that. I missed.
Rude.
I get to have fun too. All right. So meanwhile, outside, you are walking down the corridor and you hear a kerfluffle going on behind one of the doors, but the door is locked.
Unlock it, please.
Since I used stealth to unlock the door last time, can I do it again? Because I unlocked the office door using stealth.
Yeah, you can give it a try.
Okay. Yes, 29 under my 72.
All right, so you open it and the door swings open and Norman is on top of Erica, just punching her in the face.
Is she unconscious yet?
No, you only hit her once.
Oh, damn. Okay. What, huh?
You need to do damage for your...
Oh, yeah, right. That's a D6 for this one?
Okay, what's your strength?
My strength? Oh, I know I did not put points into that. Maybe I'm just slapping her. It's 10.
Your strength is 10. Okay, so you don't get a bonus for your strength. Let's see.
Yeah, you need the score, right? Not the times 5?
Yeah, just the... Yeah. So bare hands is 1D4 minus 1.
Oh, okay. I actually did get one of those. Oh, okay. Well, I got 4, so it's 3.
All right, cool. So yeah, you clock her and she hisses and her face starts to contort a bit. You can see cracks in her makeup and her nose like kind of elongates a little bit more into a snout. Her teeth start to become out further and she has blood on her face from where she bit into you. She's going to try and grab your throat and pitch you off of her. So do you want to fight back?
Yes.
Okay. So make a roll.
Okay.
God lordy. Yes. Do I narrate? If I do win, do I narrate what I do instead? Oh my God. I got 18.
Yeah. Well, I got an 88, which is a critical fail.
Nice.
You need to narrate what you do. So she tries to grab your throat, and what do you do?
Okay, well, she's whiffing, apparently. Yes, let her fist claw whiff, and I'm going to, let's see, because I'm on top of her, I had my thing. I'm going to actually just do a fucking falcon punch into her eye, which is probably all sorts of weird shapes. I think that's one of these, phoenix or falcon. My dad taught me once and he's not in this room, so I don't judge me, dad, when you hear this. But yeah, it's just it's a vicious. It's like, I'm trying to blind you because you're murdering me. So just...
I'm gonna say, because she critically failed, you hit her eye and damage it. Now at this point, everybody else can join in. Let's talk dexterities really quick. Michelle, what's your dex?
My dex is 14.
Pooja?
Same.
And Saint?
Same.
All 14s. Okay, well, that was a waste of time. I don't have to write that down. All right, so you all are going at the same time, so you pick who wants to go first, and then...
Yesenia, go for it.
All right, so... Do I have anything on me? Not as far as weapons, but do I have any, even duct tape, any sort of restraint, anything?
Why would you have duct tape?
I don't know, because duct tape comes in handy for multiple reasons.
Well, my bag is in here, and it has, like, cables and stuff. I didn't plan for duct tape, but...
Right. Well, I mean, she seems like she'd probably break out of cables pretty easily.
Yeah, and they're expensive.
Is she on the floor?
She is on the floor with a bad eye. She has been falconed.
Finger in her eye.
I'm going to stomp on her throat.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
You're like, oh.
I'm not playing.
Good old throat stomp.
This is now a monster.
I got a 13 under my 81.
All right. She is totally going to fight back against that because that's not nice.
But she can't see as well.
She can't, but she rolls a 12. You stomp down. She moves out of the way as you're stomping, and you miss. So you've gone now. It's between Saint and Pooja. So Robin and Norman, who goes first?
Oh, I thought mine had already happened.
You were defending.
That's true.
So you do get an attack.
Okay, since I'm right there, unless you got a super awesome move, Robin. Okay. Yeah, so, okay, so she's rolled away. Now she's
just like a little, enough to avoid the foot.
Still technically prone.
Yeah, still on the ground.
Oh, God, I wish I had been walking around with a knife in my hand. Like normal. You know.
Like you do.
Like you do on a day-to-day basis. So, all right, she's there, or it's there. I'm going to go for her other eye.
All right.
I'm eye jabbing now. This is desperate. Also, like, I'm trying to get in there. Like, if I can.
You want to get in there. Gross,
yeah, like, I'm not.
You want eye jelly.
Okay. Yeah.
Eye jelly it is.
Now I'm like, it's probably going to grow back. Fuck you.
Eye jelly it is. All right, let's go for it.
Sorry to the jelly sensitive. I don't know what I'm saying.
Jelly sensitive.
Sorry
jelly
to those of you who enjoy 70s cuisine.
Okay, I got 21 and I already forgot what my thing is.
A hit.
Is it?
Hand.
Unarmed combat is 40, so that seems like a good thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm so into it. I'm like, what?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I know. So you jab your finger into her eye and you feel it burst as you go down into her ocular cavity.
Yeah.
And she screams as you pull her eye out, much like a Kung Fu master. And it's just dangling on your finger. There you go.
I can't wait for the sound effects on that one.
Yeah, my job is done. roll a 6-sided die for damage.
Oh, yes. Okay. Wait, was it 4? Because it's unarmed?
I'm giving you a bonus because you jabbed your finger and scooped out her eye.
Thank you. Vicious bonus.
So she is now blind. She cannot see.
Yes. And I got a 3.
She's still very much alive.
Yeah. That's. I wish I had done more damage.
So she's groping around Robin after seeing this. What do you want to do?
Is there like a metal trash can in this bathroom?
Yes.
I would like to bash her in the face with a metal trash can.
That sounds perfectly reasonable. Go ahead and give me an... It's still unarmed. Well, it'd be melee, I think, because you're using a weapon. So do melee.
Well, I got an 11 under my 31.
Well, that's very a critical... Nice.
Yeah.
Doubles.
Doubles, is that this game? Yeah, that's this game.
Oh, yay.
Where am I?
Things can work in a positive manner for once.
God, I am rolling for shit today. Okay, so you take up this metal canister and you slam it down on her head and you feel the crunch of her nose flattening into her face bones or her skull.
Bite this, bitch.
Maybe a crack of a tooth or something. And she is knocked out.
Oh, finally. Get the fuck out of here.
You should probably clean up that bite and hope that whatever they are is not contagious.
Who has first aid?
I do.
Okay, then. I just move my tattered shirt down, you know, just be like, here.
Yeah, your buttons are all ripped up. You look like you just got done being the Hulk.
God. Just like, okay, just, I'm exhausted right now, so.
Go ahead and give me a first aid roll.
I got a 57 under my 60.
Oh,
wow.
Apparently I'm better at bashing people with trash cans than I am at first aid.
Well, a lot just happened, so I'll give you that.
Well, you get a point back.
Oh, thank you. Oh my God. Am I still holding the eyeball?
Yeah, unless you got rid of it. I mean, it's in your inventory.
While she's out, is there anything in a nearby room that I can find to tie her up?
Yeah.
Does Norman have zip ties?
I'm sure Norman has zip ties. I mean, he's part of the NSA.
Yeah.
I think that's just standard issue.
Yeah, you know, for cable management. Yes.
Yes, definitely. Cable management.
Cable management.
That's why they're the extra thick zip ties.
Yes.
The really big ones. I'd like to just say to the NSA, please don't swat me. I'm just kidding. I think you're great. I think you're wonderful. Just keep doing what you're doing and leave me the fuck alone. All right, so.
And they say, we hear you.
We hear you.
You hear someone come back, go, thank you.
No, just Zoom goes, recording stopped. Whoa, shit.
Look, NSA Brad, just take a coffee break. You deserve it.
Support us on Patreon or Ko-fi.
Oh, yeah, please. Least you can do.
It's the least you can do.
You're earning government money. You can afford it.
You've got a contract. Okay, so you zip tie her up. Where are you going to throw her?
Should we just leave her in this executive bath? No, because someone's going to come in.
You throw her in a stall.
We could take her on the roof. We're on the third floor. We can't take her down.
I kind of want to throw her off the roof, so.
You could leave her on the roof if you want.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So you throw her out on the roof. Are you going to...
We're going to lock the door.
Gag her.
Gag her? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if we can do that on her face snout.
Muzzle her.
You muzzle her. Yeah. And you throw her out. Okay. You found the mythical duct tape.
It was in the bathroom utility closet.
There you go.
So now she is on the roof, and you leave her there. You lock the door, and you go out, clean up the bathroom.
Hoping that we can come back and retrieve her? I don't know.
I don't know, or she dies of exposure? Like what?
I mean, she's a werewolf, so I seriously doubt that exposure is a problem, seeing as at least one of them was following us through a blizzard. But
that's true.
I'm kind of like, I realized that I was the person who was like, maybe we shouldn't kill the triplets.
Now you're kind of second-guessing your morality.
I'm second-guessing my peaceful stance.
Oh, no, I'm fine with killing this bitch.
No, she's talking about the triplets.
No, I'm talking about this bitch.
Oh, her, yeah.
Like, leaving her alive is a real problem.
It is. It's a major yeah. problem.
Not to mention the fact that, like, getting rid of the cult really just involves killing them all.
And to be clear, Delta Green's situation has always been find the issue and get rid of it as opposed to letting it spread.
All right. Well, she's on the roof at this point. So who has someone have a stake or a wooden stake, not a mean one, or
it's not a vampire.
We need silver.
So I'm gonna throw this out there real quick, because you all keep thinking because it has a dark face, it's a werewolf. It is not a werewolf.
Look, my character can jump to whatever fucking conclusions she wants to.
True. Your conclusion is wrong, so you don't need silver is what I'm saying.
Okay.
And I'm just thinking, like, if we have just a stabbing apparatus, you know, just anything.
A stabbing apparatus, you spend a whole hour.
At this point, we could just...
Shoot it.
Yeah.
Do you think the hospital will hear us shooting something on the roof? Maybe not. Because, wait, is a helipad up here? Oh, no, it's a small hospital.
I mean, also, like, we're on the roof. The floor below us is administrative offices. So we're going through two floors of... And it's not like it's one gunshot. Most people don't actually know what a gunshot sounds like.
This is true. And it's actually not, sometimes not as loud as you would imagine.
Yeah.
Like on TV, that's like five gunshots, you know, stacked up on top of each other to make it sound way more impressive. Unless it's a big ass gun.
I mean, it's not like right. we're carrying 45s.
Yeah, if you're doing like a 35 or even a pistol... A 22.
I'm just looking at her. Is she moving yet, or is she okay?
Not yet.
Okay. Okay.
She's breathing, though.
To be honest, sure. Let's just shoot her. I know that there's a 50% chance this is not going to be enough, because we have no idea what she is. But, yeah.
From the utility closet, where we got the duct tape.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to grab a mop.
I don't know if I like where this is going. Sounds like some prison shit. All right, so you grab a mop.
I break the handle.
All right.
Okay. And I'm going to stake her through the head.
She's already got an open eyeball cavity.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to say for all of you, and I should have done this earlier, but I won't retcon this, but the violence thing is definitely very high in all of this. So I think that... This is definitely an incident of violence. So I think all of you should clip off the first box on your character sheet for violence.
Oh, yeah. Right.
This is pretty violent. You kill her. You shove this piece of wood through her skull, jerks for a minute, and then is gone. Now what?
What's her corpse looking like now? Did it revert? Is it the same? What's it doing?
Well, it's hard to tell because you broke her face and then shoved a big wooden spike through it, so...
Yeah, but she had claws.
The claws are still there.
All right. All right. She was looking like crackly, right? Like she was...
Yeah, her skin and stuff.
Her skin was crackly. So all that's still the same. All right. I am not sure, but she seems... to be certain, we could... And I just look at her neck. I'm like, remove the head.
That's all on you.
Oof.
I know we just did a violence check mark.
Well, you wouldn't automatically get another one. I just gave you guys one because you had a fight and then you...
We had a fight and then we did a murder. It feels
You literally poked someone's eye out. So I think a violence check was called for. This would be a roll to see if you lost your sanity, but if you want to take her head off, you can.
Yeah.
Would we know any lore about ghouls that would tell us what kills one?
Give me occult rolls.
Okay, yeah.
Ooh, my occult is very low.
Oh, shoot. Oh, mine's at 30, so maybe. Maybe.
Give me a nice little...
No, I did not make my occult.
Give me a little roll.
A check mark.
Make sure you make a check mark.
That's I'm still rolling. I'm hoping. I'm still whispering. I got an 8.
Oh, wow.
Look at you, fancy pants.
You got to whisper to the dice.
Saint has been doing really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really concerned about next game.
Really. Yeah, Providence Decayed is going to be just a nightmare. With Jenkins.
No.
So, you know that they live a long time. You're not sure if they're immortal or not, but you're getting the case that they might live for a couple hundred years. It might take her a long time to heal. She's probably dead because they do take damage. So if they take enough damage, they die.
Okay. Well, then I will not remove a skull today.
Okay. So you guys are just going to leave her up on the roof.
It would be ideal to, I guess, fully
cover her in all the snow that is still up on the roof until we can burn the body. We need to find, some kind of burning place. This town is not necessarily large enough or diverse enough to have a crematorium.
Yeah.
We could make a ruck. We could make a ruck row on it. As I turn
ruck row, Robbie.
Ruck row. We could make a luck roll on it. Why don't you roll that for us, Pooja? See whether or not 50% or below, and they do.
51. So, no, they do not.
Rude. But someone's house might have a big enough furnace. This is an old school furnace.
The hospital probably has an old school furnace. Of course, that's how you get Freddy Krueger. I'm just pointing that out.
Oh, no. She's even got claws like him. Well, maybe we put her on ice, literally, and figure out if we can. I want to leave this frickin' hospital.
Yes.
We've been here for so long.
Yeah. All right, so you hide her in the snowdrift up on top of the roof and you leave. Where are you going?
Okay, so we know that the dog people, now we know that they are the Demontes.
Yes.
I refuse to dignify their name with a French pronunciation.
De Monte.
No.
Grey Poupon.
They lost that right. When they moved to the Midwest, really. In his group of immortals, Erica's diary said that they were a different set of weird occult things. So at least we know that the sheriff didn't follow us back from the woods. We took care of the other sheriff's guys, so would now be a time to attempt to sneak back to the station?
Yeah.
What time of day is it?
It was morning.
Because I think, honestly, we might want to know exactly how many people we're dealing with. And I'm thinking maybe looking at some sort of town records, even a phone book if they have one up here.
Phone book.
If they still exist, though. But looking at town records, to see how many Demontes or Montes or whatever are in the town.
Or I can also get that palm pilot.
That's true.
Now she's dead. We can just take the ship.
Also, I've got that container full of bugs.
Yeah, that's a big one. How's that doing?
Still pushing up at the top, trying to break through the seal.
Creepy. Yeah, why don't we just take the things?
I will say that it's easy enough for you all to figure out that she's the only Monty in this city that is on record.
Ah. Oh, so that was her following us.
Not necessarily, because we killed one of them on the way out from the morgue.
Yep.
Was it?
So you don't know who this mystery one that you killed is. There's no other, at least there's no one with like an obvious last name that links.
Right. Okay. And we know for sure that one didn't resurrect, right? Let me hold it on to this until I know for sure.
You have this information. Basically, it comes down to, do you want to go back to the morgue? Do you want to go to the police station? Where do you want to go?
Wait, so I've forgotten it. It's been 3 days. So I don't want to go to the police station. Can we strike that from the record? Because the sheriff has definitely gotten back from the woods in the intervening 3 days, I'm assuming.
And are we sure we killed those other cops? Or are they going to resurrect?
Oh, right, because we don't know what they're doing.
But we should find out if the Wright brothers have resurrected.
Yeah.
Let's see, do they have, since we now have access to so many records, do we know where the Wright brothers live? Let's just check their house.
Yeah, you do. They live in a house just outside of town. They have a farm out there, like a little farm.
I'd be interested if the police station, because I understand that's risky, that's not on the table. Perhaps we see, start the obvious place. Be like, any triplets? Walking? Okay. Dead?
Or also if they're just clues at their residence. And like, I don't think the constantly dying and coming back to life would leave nothing.
Yeah.
Right. All right. That sounds pretty good. How do you feel, Yesenia?
Yep. I say we go to the farm, but we don't buy it.
You head over to the farm, 10 points of damage, Michelle. And you drive up and there's a car already in the driveway. Are you just going to walk up the front door and knock, or are you going to try to sneak in?
Does the car look like it's been driven, or has it just, like, is it covered in dirt, spider webs? Has it just been sitting there?
No, it looks like it's been driven, and it's been parked here for a day or at least, because there's not a lot of snow on it, but there's snow on it.
Okay.
How about we just look inside if we can before trying to sneak in?
Okay. And yeah, you look in, and there seems to be this really oddly old, like 1960s decor everywhere with like doilies. It looks like a really old person's residence from like the 60s. So, yeah, you know, weird pictures up on the wall, wood paneling, dark. And you think you see something moving inside. Where are the bugs, by the way?
Robin,
are you in the car or are you holding them?
I wouldn't be like just holding the container.
Just making sure.
I probably would have packed it, like wrapped it up in stuff and packed it into a backpack, because I don't want to just leave it laying around. We don't have a safe space.
Okay. So you pack it up and put it in the trunk?
Yeah.
Okay. No problem.
I'm also very wary of the idea of like carrying it around and it breaking and me getting like burrowing skin bugs. Because as I've learned, Robin apparently has a problem with bugs. Just now, I have learned this.
Can I get stealth rolls from everybody?
All right.
This is usually how I'm able to force a combat, because one of you always misses.
12.
And I still don't.
And that would be me.
Uh-oh.
77 over my 72.
Wow. Oh, that is a critical failure.
That is a critical failure.
Oh, no. Well, I didn't fail. But I just got a 30 under my 31. Oh, it tried to fail.
So all of you are looking in different windows. Yesenia, you're sitting in front of your window kind of looking. You see something move. And then all of a sudden the window just opens up. And this old lady, probably in her 80s, she's got a perm, white hair, really big. She almost looks like, you know, from Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Muriel.
She almost looks like Muriel, that kind of look. And she goes, well, sweetie, why are you out in the cold like this? What are you doing?
I was just seeing if anyone was home.
Well, I am, but the door is the place where we should be knocking. Why don't you come on in and have some cocoa or something? It's awfully cold out there.
Sure. Thank you.
Do we hear her?
Yeah, you hear all of that. The window shuts and you hear the front door open. Now come on in.
You know, I don't know how to play off that I'm also here, is what Norman is thinking.
That is also what Robin is thinking. Like,
so perhaps we don't go in.
So you just want to let Yesenia go in?
Well, actually, I think that, like, if we... Hey, Yesenia, is anybody there? Did they need any help?
Oh, you have a friend with you. Oh, that's nice.
I was wondering, are you Mrs. Wright?
Well, I sure am one of them. My daughter is Mrs. Wright as well.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Why don't you come in out of the cold? No, come on in out of the cold. No, my daughter. My daughter.
You mean your daughter-in-law?
Has our same family. It's, come in out of the cold.
Okay.
Is your friend coming?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'll come around and just be like, I'm glad that someone was home.
What are y'all doing out here?
I'm just going to silently also go over.
Are you sure, Norman, or do you want to stay? You're out of this right now. You don't have to go in.
My one question is that, is it actually so cold that I'll die if I'm outside, like, for too long? How cold is it?
It's pretty cold, but you have the car if you need to escape into the car. It's not blizzard anymore. It's probably like -2 or something. So it's cold, but you have winter clothes on.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because I was thinking if I would die staying outside or something, then I would go in. So then no.
That's such a California question.
Shush. I don't know.
Also a Louisiana question.
A blizzard just finished. Yeah. What? And also some Californians live in the mountain. But I do not.
Some dwarves live in the mountains and the elves in the forest. So,
you know, we got a little lost.
Oh, well, that makes sense. And you smell the smell of blueberry pie rolling out, and it smells really good. So, Saint, I need to know, are you staying out or are you going in?
I'm staying out. Yeah, I'm going to... just be around to see if a freaking group of people freaking show up to murder us.
Sure, no problem.
Yeah, as that has happened.
It has.
Multiple times. Yeah,
multiple times.
Yes.
So the two of you go in, and like I said, you couldn't really see outside as well, but when you come in, there's an old TV that looks like it's from the 60s. All of the walls have all of these pictures of people from the same era, maybe the 50s at most. And you see several pictures of the triplets throughout time, throughout the last, 40, 50 years, each in whatever clothing is relevant to the outside world. But the grandmother that's staying next to you, her picture is the same. And she goes, "What can I do for you? Why don't you come in here?" And she pours you both this cup of coffee and puts down pie in front of you.
I'm definitely not going to eat or drink anything. Nope. I'll pretend, but I am not going to actually do it.
All right.
You know, the trick where you cut it up and move it around the plate so it looks like you ate something.
Okay.
I go, well, thank you so much, ma'am, for your hospitality. You know, we're strangers here in this town. We've only been here a few days, but we've had some interesting encounters.
Interesting how?
Well,
Do you have a lot of trouble with wolves out here?
Not particularly. I mean, every once in a while, we'll get a wolf.
I don't know. Maybe it was just the cold or the blizzard. But Yessie and I definitely saw what must have been the biggest wolf I had ever seen in my whole life.
Well, that's downright frightening.
So when we tried to make it back to town, we got a little turned around. Everything looked so different with all the snow.
Yeah, that can happen. It's the whiteouts. It's hard to see anything that's going on because there's so much snow. Oh, by the way, right then the sheriff drives up and parks next to your car. And Norman, you see that. She goes, "Well, so how did you get to here, though? Did you just lose your way?"
"Yeah, we did. If you'd be kindly enough to point us back to town."
"Oh, well, that's simple. You just take a left out of the driveway and drive about 10 minutes and you'll be there. And outside, the sheriff gets out of the car with the three Wright brothers and they start walking up towards the front door. What do you want to do, Norman?
Oh, okay. I was like, you kept talking. Can I do things?
yes, of course.
As soon as I see them, I'm like, and I want to, our cell phones are working. Or is the signal garbage?
Let's make a luck check. Roll a 50-50 for me.
Because that's an easy text-a-rooney. Like, easy, wow, get the fuck out, bro. I got a 2.
Wow.
Those dice love you.
I love you. They're my favorite now.
You both get a text all of a sudden. It just says, Sheriff here with Wright Brothers at door. You look down at your phones.
Also, what are the bugs doing? Because I know
they're in the back of the trunk, so
I can't even sense them.
You can't sense them.
So, what with getting lost and everything, do you mind if we freshen up a little bit before heading on our way? I know it's a great inconvenience, but...
Sure, there's a bathroom right over there, and there's one at the top of the stairs if you both want to use the restrooms.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And we both start heading towards the same bathroom.
That's when you hear the knock on the door as you enter the bathroom.
GTFO out the back door or out the bathroom window or whatever.
All right.
By our powers combined, we can avoid a little old lady.
There's definitely something off.
Why'd she have pie ready?
Because her immortal grandchildren are coming home?
I'm coming back.
Okay, let's make a survival roll.
Rude.
Ooh.
Okay. I always love Pooch's rude. Rude.
Oh, mother. I got a 19, but my survival's only a 10.
No.
No, my survival's a 50, but I rolled a 60.
Oh, my God. No, guys. This is why I stayed in the car. Check mark.
And that's where we're going to end this particular episode.
Of course we are.
Thank you all so much for playing. I appreciate it. This has been a lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun with this particular investigation. I know we were supposed to only do a couple, but with the shorter format, it's difficult to get everything through. But it's still a lot of fun. So we will pick up next time with them fucking up their survival role and whether or not they live. Where can we find all you wonderful people? Let's start with Michelle.
Hey, you can find me on Twitter at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U.
Hello, Saint or Saint Spider. And you can also find me on Twitter making observations from the getaway car at S-A-I-N-T-S-P-I-D-E-R-T-V. And that's at Twitter.
And Salvador.
You could find Salvador on Twitter at L-A-Daisy Girl. That's L-A-D-E-S-I girl. And pretty much all the other socials has forgotten saves. And... yeah, and climbing all over my face on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel.
Yes, Salvador is one of our podcast cats, so there's always around for the recording.
He's such a perfect arch villain kind of cat too.
Yeah,
he's got those giant ears, and I
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games. Thank you so much for supporting the show. We really appreciate it. We will talk to you next month where we find out whether or not they all die. Thank you, and bye.
Bye.